in any democratic society, you're always going to have opposition, right? It's the norm. But what I think it's important is that I applaud President Ruto for stepping up and being willing to provide some kind of relief to the Haitian people and leading this multinational force to the Republic of Haiti to address the insecurity crisis. And obviously the issue on the ground is dire because you're dealing with gang members that have even more sophisticated weapons than the members of the Haitian National Police. So that is something that's going to need to be addressed by the Kenyan police force. And then we also know where these guns are coming from, because Haiti does not manufacture weapons. There's been an arms embargo in Haiti for more than two decades now. And Department of Homeland Security has agreed to this, that a lot of these weapons are coming from South Florida, right, and other parts of the region. So if we're really going to address this issue beyond the Kenyan-led mission to the Republic of Haiti, you need to address the root cause of the issue, stopping the illicit flow of weapons into the Republic of Haiti, one. Secondly, this issue is due to an economic crisis in the country, right? It is not driven.
Right. So if you don't address the high jobless issue, especially among young people, you're going to be facing the same kind of troubles, right, in the future.
Absolutely. It's not as complicated to address as it would be in other parts of the world, because it's not driven by an ideology. It is driven by lack of economic opportunities. So if there are employment opportunities for these young people, then you can see less and less of them wanting to be a part of the gang.
Getting back to the mission itself, which is backed by the UN and largely financed by the U.S., it's been on hold since January when a Kenyan court ruled that deploying these troops would be illegal because Kenya and Haiti hadn't signed a formal reciprocal agreement. So how did they get over that technical obstacle?
Well, from my understanding, one of the requirements was for that reciprocal agreement to exist. And Prime Minister Ariel Henry traveled to Kenya, where a reciprocal agreement was signed, meaning that members of the Haitian National Police will be trained in Kenya. So that meets that element that is required by the court in Kenya. So I think it's a good thing. It's moving forward. And we also saw recently the president of Benin, Patrice Talon, has also promised to provide some police officers to support with the mission. I think it's going in the right direction. And the president of Guyana has also made a commitment, a financial commitment.
Many people are wondering, or mystified at least, why Kenya has stepped up and they're leading this mission, you know, when Kenya has its own human rights problems and the country's facing major security challenges. Why Kenya? What's the benefit to Kenya?
Absolutely. And that is to be said for every nation in the world. You know, you look at the United States that provides humanitarian assistance to countries all over the world, right? And provides military assistance to countries like Israel and Ukraine. But yet you have a huge homeless population in America. The cost of living is rising and inflation is through the roof. But it does not preclude the United States from its obligation as a leader of the free world to provide support when support is needed to its partners and its allies and friends.